called a kamikaze drone because it does literally that. It flies into the target, and that's distinct from a US Predator or Reaper drone, which might launch its munition and then fly back to base to be re-equipped and fly another day. So a kamikaze drone is a one-shot weapon. Probably employing weapons as soon as they can get their hands on them. But at the same time, it means that Russia isn't depleting its more expensive, rarer stocks of precision-guided munitions and cruise missiles, which it can't use indefinitely against Ukrainian cities and military targets. The introduction of Russia's kamikaze drones will give the Ukrainians yet another weapon system to worry about, to defend against, and I think overall, it's not going to change the war. We often hear about the introduction of new weapon systems, more often on the Ukrainian side supplied by NATO, now, of course, being procured by Russia. They force an adaption from the opponent because they produce a different battlefield effect that requires different defensive techniques. But in of themselves, no one weapon system of this nature can change the outcome of the war.